We've had a busy morning, and I think we'll go right back to our callers, and we'll talk to Dave. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, Dave. What do you think about this issue?
Well, I think it isn't the responsibility of the government to tell an individual property owner how to run his or her business. I think it's up to the individual property owner to decide whether they're going to open or not.
Do you want to see it in a plebiscite form, or you just want to make your...
No, point? I don't want to see it in a plebiscite form. Why put it to the masses? Why not let the individuals decide and let the consumers vote with their dollars? All you're going to get if you have a plebiscite is a bunch of very shrill people on the negative side going out to vote. That's generally what you get in a plebiscite, like in the old days when the temperance type people went out in droves to support the liquor things.
Beat the bushes and got all the support.
Yeah, I really don't see the point of that.
You just think that it should be left alone, and if somebody wants to open up the doors, fine.
Sure, why not? It's the property owner who's got to make the decision whether it's going to be worth their while, and if they figure that they can serve the consumer better by opening on Sundays, and the consumers actually come in, then what's the problem?
Would you shop on Sunday?
Would I shop on Sunday? Most certainly.
All right, so we'll put you down as a yes.
Yeah, I would also like to make another observation just in the break there over the... Over the 10 o'clock thing, the BIA was coming out as in London against Sunday shopping.
Right.
They said they represent 1,000 businesses. Well, that's just a big lie. Those 1,000 businesses have no choice whatsoever whether they're going to belong to that BIA. And I know not a few businesses would completely opt out if their money wasn't taken from them. So when they say that they're representing 1,000 businesses, that's completely false. Mark Emery, for instance, who spoke earlier today, I know is a member of that BIA, and he's the most vocal proponent of Sunday shopping in town. So I'd like to point that out to the listeners, that this BIA representation of 1,000 businesses is just not true.
But I would suggest that the majority of those businesses had spoken out against it.
Yeah, but really the majority issue is not really the point. It's the point, of course, is how the individual wants to run things. If 990 of them don't want to open, I don't really have a great problem with that. I'll just shop at the 10 that are. What's wrong with that?
That's a good point. Thanks, Dave, very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.